Exegesis of the Holy Quran.
لهذا الإنسان شكرا للمولى الرحمن للمولى الرحمن إذ من بهذا القرآن بهذا القرآن بهذا القرآن.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salamun alaikum. What you are listening to is the Call of Islam radio station broadcasting from the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. In our program, we are honored to present you a clear explanation for the Holy Quran. We discussed some of the points related to the 26th verse of chapter Al-Baqarah. The main points of this verse is that there are two ways of guidance, the theoretical one and the specific one. The theoretical one is made by general words without attending to the details. This way of guidance is very common in the Holy Quran. For instance, we read in chapter Al-Hamd that we should demand God to keep us on the right path. But the above-mentioned verse doesn't tell us what exactly the right path means and what the detailed specifications of the right path are. In practice, we should follow some ways to attain the required details. Another way of guidance is presented by offering an example. The examples are those that serve as patterns to be imitated and make the way of guidance more straightforward to follow and more distinct to recognize. However, in the verse under discussion, we can find the sharp difference between believers and disbelievers. Both may act according to the theoretical guidance. Even the disbelievers may say their daily ritual prayers and do their other religious duties, but in following the example set by God, they fail. It shows that in reality, they refuse to accept God's guidance. Since a pure submissive servant to God proceeds with what Allah is satisfied with and follows the models set by Him. The best example set by God to guide people is Prophet Muhammad and his household, the family that the disbelievers and the hypocrites refused to accept. We read in the 31st verse of the 43rd chapter that those devilish people asked God, "Why was not this Quran revealed to a man of importance in the two towns?" What they meant by the two towns were the two important cities in their vicinity, that they wished the Prophet had been chosen from one of them. It shows that they refused to regard the Prophet as a messenger of God and as the best example to follow. However, in the 26th verse, we read, "Surely Allah is not ashamed to set forth any parable, that of a mosquito or anything above that. Then, as for those who believe, they know that it is the truth from their Lord. And as for those who disbelieve, they say, 'What is it that Allah means by this parable? God causes many to err by it, and many He leads aright by it. But He does not cause to err by it any, except the transgressors.'" In this program, we are going to offer more explanations for the 26th verse of chapter Al-Baqarah. Let's listen to the program, which is hosted by Ayatollah Iraqi.
Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, 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 ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, ya dhal jalali wal ikram.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna Allah la yastahi an yadhriba mathalan ma ba'ulatan fama fawqaha. فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين. Indeed, Allah is not ashamed to draw an example, whether it is that of a gnat or something above it. As for those who have faith, they know it is the truth from their Lord. And as for the faithless, the disbelievers, they say, what did Allah mean by this example? Thereby he leads many astray, and thereby he guides many, and he leads no one astray thereby except the transgressors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse appointed 4 topics. The first is an example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah is not ashamed to draw. What does the meaning of this example? And what for is this example? This is the first topic. The second topic is that Allah says this example is a special example that the believers believe that this example is from their Lord, and they believe in this example and they follow this example. But the disbelievers says that what did Allah mean by this example? And they said, thereby he leads many astray and thereby he guides many. This is the second topic in this verse. The topic, what is about the reaction, the difference between the reaction of the believers or disbelievers. There are 2 reactions, 2 different reactions. The first reaction is the believer's reaction, and the second reaction is disbeliever's reaction. And the third topic is the lead and mislead. Allah's leading and Allah's misleading. What does Allah's leading or Allah's misleading mean? وَمَا يُظِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead no one astray, thereby except the transgressors.
دستورنا القرآن وديننا الإسلام أركانه الجليلة دعائم الفضيلة ويشهادتان كعيدة الإيمان والصوم والصلاة وحج والزكاة. How God is the Quran, religion is Islam. 5 noble pillars upholding what is virtuous. To make the testimony is the base of the faith, and the fast and the prayer, the pilgrimage and charity. دستورنا القرآن وديننا الإسلام أركانه الجليلة دعائم القبيلة والشهادتان كعيدة الإيمان والصوم والصلاة والحج والزكاة. Our God is the Quran, our religion is Islam. 5 noble pillars upholding what is virtuous. To make the testimony is the faith of the faith, and the path and the prayer, the pilgrimage and charity.
The fourth topic is the meaning of fasiqeen, transgressor. What does fisq means here? What does transgression here means? These four topics in this verse, we have to discuss about them. As we explained before, the meaning of example here is the example what people need to follow the Allah's instruction, Allah's guidance. Because guidance in theory, in words, is not enough for people to follow. Because theoretical guidance can transfer in practice in other meaning, in other example, or in different examples, different types of practice. That means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have to lead people, has to put an example parallel to his theoretical guidance. People need two type of guidance, the theoretical guidance and practical guidance. Then they need example, they need leader, the leader who is an example of Allah's instruction, Allah's guidance. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appointing some example, the believers will follow this example pointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the disbelievers who are hypocrites, because we said before that الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا here, disbelievers means the hypocrites, who says that people who say by their tongue we are believers, but in reality they are not believers because they do not follow Allah's instruction, they do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life. Then the first topic, which is the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here. This example is about the leadership, is about the Islamic leadership, the Islamic example of Allah's guidance. That because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, Allah is not ashamed to draw an example, whether it is that a net or something above it. It is not important that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving as example. The important here is to follow Allah's instruction, is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed this example to follow, the believers are saying that we will follow this example. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed him. They do not discuss about this example, whether it is good example or bad example. No. They follow the example what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pointed some example, they follow it. Just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pointed that. Not because they have chosen this example, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed this example. This is a very, very important thing that show people are believers or not believer. If some people believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality, if actually people are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they follow Allah's example, whatever it was. This is the first topic in this ayah, in this verse. إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم. As for those who have faith, who are believers, they know it is the truth from their Lord. As for the disbelievers, they say, what did Allah mean by this example? Thereby he leads many astray and thereby he guides many. The disbelievers say that this example misleads somebody and leads somebody. Leads somebody because they follow this example. Mislead somebody because they do not follow this example. That's what the disbelievers say.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he leaves no one astray, thereby except the transgressors. This example, the example that Allah appointed, will not mislead anyone but those who are transgressors, who do not follow Allah's guidance. Here, we have to discuss about two topics. The first is, what does mean the Allah's mislead? وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ And he do not mislead anyone except the transgressor. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mislead the transgressors. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mislead transgressors? What does the Allah's misleading mean? How we can think about the Allah's misleading? Allah's misleading here does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stop people to go in right path, for example, or prevent people to go in the right way. But it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only actor, the only agent in all the world. Everything is happening under his power. Nothing is out of his will. Nothing is out of his power. Then, even the actions that made by people, by the labor people, it's happened under the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, people before they're facing the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in two types. The first type is the people who are themselves, who are pious. This piety, as we explained before, is natural purity. People who are pure in their natural situation will follow Allah's guidance, will accept Allah's guidance, will accept Allah's instructions. But people who are not pure naturally, who are not pure by their choice, before they're facing the Allah's guidance, if people are in this situation, are in the situation of misleading, in the situation of a bad choice, before they are facing Allah's guidance, then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call them to come in the right path, to follow the Allah's instruction, they will refuse that. They will deny that. They return. They turn their face from this Allah's call. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ And he leaves no one astray, thereby except the transgressors.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. O you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, Wa Khaliquna, Wa Raziquna, Wa Huwa Ala Kulli Shay'in Qadir. Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahim, Allah is the one who loves the Muhsinin. He is our creator, He is our sustainer, and He is the one who has power over all. Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, Wa Khaliquna, Wa Raziquna, Wa Huwa Ala Kulli Shay'in Qadir.
Khafir. Allah is Ghafoor. Allah is Rahim. Allah is the one who loves the Muhsinin. He is our creator, he is our sustainer, and he is the one who has power over all.
Type of transgression is the first transgression or natural transgression, which is before the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the bayyinat and the kutub and the rusul, which sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before all guidance which came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before this guidance, people are in two types, in natural purity and natural dispurity. If they were in situation of purity, of natural purity, they will follow Allah's instructions. They will follow Allah's example. Allah's example means here the imam, means the leader. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, beside of Allah's theoretical guidance, Allah is pointing the practical guidance as well. And this practical guidance is the most important guidance which sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because by this example, by this practical guidance, people can understand the theoretical guidance and can follow the theoretical guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without this example, without this practical guidance, people cannot follow Allah's theoretical guidance. And people will not follow this example, this Allah's practical guidance, if they are not pure, if they are not in good situation, good natural situation. The natural situation here doesn't mean that made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that made by themselves before the Allah's guidance, before Allah's guidance, before Allah's book, Allah's prophets. People in their life are choosing some way, good way or bad way. Choosing bad way lead them to turn themselves from Allah's guidance, to refuse Allah's guidance. Good situation before facing Allah's guidance leads people to follow Allah's guidance and to accept Allah's instructions. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لفهم كتابه وأن يوفقنا لطاعته إنه سميع مجيب وصلى الله على محمد وآل محمد.
Say he's Allah the only one. Say he's Allah the only one. We all need him and he needs no one. We all need him and he needs no one. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. Nobody's like him and he's like no one. Nobody's like him, and he's like no one. Say he's Allah the only one. Say he's Allah the only one. We all need him, and he needs no one. We all need him, and he needs no one. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. Nobody's like him, and he's like no one. Nobody's like him, and he's like no one. Say he's Allah the only one.
Thank you for being with us, and we invite you to be with us in our upcoming programs. We hope it will be a way for all of us to understand Islam in a more profound way and an approach to getting closer to God. Until next program, goodbye.
I am a Muslim. I am a Muslim. So are you. So are you. I love Allah. I love Allah.
five principles.
It is five principles.
Now do you know? Now do you know? La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
That's the first principle.
That's the first principle.
Now do you know?
Now do you know?
The second one is called Salah.
The second one is called Salah.
We pray namaz for Allah.
We pray namaz for Allah.
That's the second principle.
That's the second principle.
Now do you know?
Now do you know?
We fast in Ramadan.
We fast in Ramadan.
We strengthen our iman.
We strengthen our iman.
That's the third principle.
That's the third principle.
Now do you know?
Now do you know?
For the fourth one we give zakah.
For the fourth one we give zakah.
We do it for Allah.
We do it for Allah.
That's the fourth principle.
That's the fourth principle.
Now do you know?
Now do you know?
We'll go for Hajj, say inshallah.
We'll go for Hajj, say inshallah.
We'll say ya Allah.
We'll say ya Allah.
That's the fifth principle.
That's the fifth principle.
Now do you know?
Now do you know?
I know Islam.
I know Islam.
So do you.
So do you.
It is five principles.
It is five principles.
Now do you know?
Now.